This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Monday, everybody. Great to be with you. Brought to you by our good friends this half hour, Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Auto is when you get to the great autos that they have. How about top of the line new inventory? Ford, Kia, Hyundai. All right, so maybe you're looking at an automobile that's you have to go pre-owned. That's what the budget dictates. I got it. Well, you want to go someplace where the Sunbury Motors guarantee is in play because they go over every vehicle. And it eases the buying experience. And a terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Well, it hasn't taken long for people to move. We'll talk about it. I do want to leave with wrestling, but Kyle Smith is leaving Washington State. He's taking the Stanford job. They're out of the tournament. He's got a job. Okay? You watch James Madison make its run. Mark Byington was coaching James Madison yesterday. He's the head coach at Vanderbilt today. Okay.
Danny Sprinkle lost yesterday, and now he took a job too today. I think he's replacing, I guess I should have remembered who it was before I started talking, but.
Okay. Well, he's taking the job at the University of Washington.
That's what it okay. was, but he was coaching okay. yesterday too.
Yeah, and he's gone. He's at Washington now. So you will see him at some point against Penn State next year. By the way, did not get good grades from me yesterday watching him coach the game. I'm watching the game like, oh, what's he doing? Right? I mean, I know you guys are getting fouls because of Zach Edey. I got it. But, okay, sitting them down with two fouls and, like, sticking to it? Are you kidding me? Okay? As each possession went, you're falling further behind because you don't have your guys in there. Right? Hey, guess what? You got to keep contact. And if they pick up a third foul, so be it. Then you sit them down. You got to. I wasn't very impressed with that. They weren't going to win anyway, but still. But yes, he's taking the Washington job. And he has got a major rebuild at Washington. Because the vast majority of the Washington roster, except one. A couple guys are in the transfer portal, like Corin Johnson's in the transfer portal. But he's one of the few younger guys they had. The entire starting lineup were older guys, like out-of-eligibility guys. Brooks and, you know, Mia and guys like that. They're all, like, older guys. So yeah. So it didn't take long. Gone. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, enjoy the run. He was at Utah State 1 year. 1 year. But I'm sure Washington threw a pile of money. I don't know who hired him at Washington. That's another good one. Who hired him? Because remember, Troy Dannon, who just took the job at Washington in, what, November? When Jen Cohen took the job at USC? He took the job in Nebraska last week. So who hired him at Washington? I'd like to know that one. Okay, who's in charge here? I don't know. All right, let's start with wrestling. All right. Okay. 12 championships now for Penn State, 11 of the last 13 with Cale Sanderson as the head coach. Four individual champions. There are a couple things that stuck out to me about this. You know, we know about the record score, 172.5. They won by over 100 points, largest margin ever. The trivia question is going to be who finished second. It was Cornell. So we have that. Okay. But there's more to it than that. You try to take your past experiences and conversations that you've had with some of the more successful people you've ever been around, and you try to keep that in mind when you're talking to others present or people you may deal with in the future. So I'm going to go back to conversations I had with Russ Rose. Russ won 7 national titles in his career. At one point, they won 4 in a row, and during that span, they won 109 consecutive matches. So, obviously, a person you can learn from. That's always the point. Who in life can you learn from? And I think that's important. If there are people that you can learn things from because they have been able to have success, you do that. I remember one time we were on the plane and I was reading a book at the time, and Jack says, "Hey, what it's a few years ago." He said, "What book are you reading?" Instead of reading Vin Scully's biography. He goes, "Really?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "I want to learn more about what makes one of the best ever tick." And that's why I was reading the book. Well, it's the same thing with this. I sat down, and Russ and I were just talking casual conversation. It wasn't an interview or anything like that, because I could sit down and talk casually with Russ anytime. Okay. And in the conversation, talked about going year to year. And I said to him, "What is it that you try to impart to your players that win a championship one year and then they're out there going at it again the next year?" He says, his job is to, over and over again, impart to them, "You are starting from scratch. You're starting from scratch. You are, everybody in the country is 0-0. Everybody. Sports is not a bank where you sit there and you're so great the previous year that you now have, let's just do it in monetary terms. It's like, oh, suddenly we were so great last year, we got $1 million in the bank. Hey, you know what? As this next season goes, hey, you know what? Yeah, we can lose some of that and lose some of that and lose some of that." He says, No. You start with zero. You're a team now that's an entity unto itself. And that's what he convinced them over and over again. Doesn't mean they're going to be perfect every match. But that's what he convinced them of. Cale Sanderson and his staff, Casey, Cody, Kennedy, the whole group, right? Brilliantly convince each of these individuals that it's a new year unto itself with new challenges. And when he's talking to the media after the tournament, he was talking to them about, look, it's a game. I know we always talk about sports, and of course, you know, let's face it, how often you hear me talk about the business of sports on this show? It's all the time, as you know. I'm constantly talking about it because it's a reality. But when you're playing, you are still playing a game. And one of the keys to playing any game, I don't care if you're on a recreational day on the golf course with some friends, I don't care if you are playing in the Rose Bowl. I don't care if you're playing in the Super Bowl. I don't care if you're playing in a preseason game. I don't care if you're playing in a beer league softball game. I might as well relate to the suit here at this point. You should be having fun with it. It's still a game. And yes, the higher the level, the greater the consequences and stakes, sure. But when you're out there, it's a game. And Cale talked about that. Because that brings with it an attitude of, I've done all the work, now let's go out and let's get this thing done. There will be challenges during the 7 minutes, no question. And I'm going to be able to counter those challenges, but I'm going to have fun doing it. And you have to enjoy all of the preparation. Now let's get to the post-tournament press conferences by the Penn State wrestlers. The same thing that you heard from the wrestlers post-tournament on Saturday night would be the exact same thing you heard in 2019, the exact same thing you heard in 2016, the exact same thing you would have heard in 2012. Each one of them said, just like they did in the previous years, I'm getting back to work on Monday. All of them. I'm getting back to work on Monday. When you are in that spot, right? In anything you do, we always talk about if you love your job, you're not working a day in your life. Well, they love wrestling. And yeah, they work and work and work. Now, some of them are going back to work on Monday because they want to prepare for the Olympic trials next month. I understand that. But you have to embrace and love the preparation of it. And when you hear the Penn State wrestlers, I'm going to back to work on Monday. They all say that. All of them. I'll never forget Fiesta Bowl, Penn State beat Washington. Saquon Barkley played more than people thought he would play, but Miles Sanders played more. That was the entire plan going in. You know, and Saquon ripped off the 92-yard touchdown run, tying Bill Belton for the longest touchdown run in school history. But Miles had a really good game, and it was setting up the fact that Saquon was going to go to the NFL draft, which he did, and Miles is going to be the primary guy in 2018. So afterward, we're back at the hotel, and Jack and I run into Miles in the courtyard. So we're talking with him, and he's so excited about his future. And he said to us, he says, I'm getting back in that weight room on Monday. Now, because it was term break, he'd have to wait a week. That's irrelevant, all right? But that was his attitude. I'm getting back in the weight room Monday. The game was on a Saturday. It's the same thing with this. You have to love and embrace the preparation of it. And that's what the Penn State wrestlers have. They love and embrace the preparation of it because they want to be the best they can be, and they know that this is part of the process. And it's not just, it's not drudgery. Maybe some days it happens to be. It's not just work. It's something they're passionate about and they love. And I know even in the simple context of broadcasting, for example, and I talk to my class about this all the time, so you have to love and embrace the preparation of it to get ready for a game. I said, once the game starts, you may use 1 to 2-3% of everything you prepared, but every game, that 1 to 3%, it changes as to what you actually need. What you needed last week, there's something different you need this week, but you prepare for it. And that is, right, I said, people that should get out of our business are people that, like, find the preparation part drudgery. Well, it's the same thing with these guys. They love the preparation of it. They want to get back to work on Monday. They're not skipping time. Okay? That's how they attack what they do and why they're the best at what they do. Because they love and embrace the preparation part of it and can't wait to get back to work and don't rest on their laurels. They know that for those coming back, it is a fresh season. That you will start the season the exact same way you started the season before, 0-0. And we can talk dynasties and so forth, you know, as to what Penn State happens to be. I think that's for the fans. That's not for Cale. Cale is a forward thinker. He's already thinking about the Olympic trials. He's already thinking about next year. That's what makes him great. He's always thinking about what is next. He doesn't get wrapped up in what just happened. He's just thrilled for the young people that won and accomplished a lot. And the team accomplished a lot, but now he's already looking ahead himself. Now the fans can love it and embrace it, enjoy it, brag about it. Hey, you're entitled to. Yes, fans, you are entitled to that. You earned it because you've thrown your heart and soul as fans into supporting them. But for those in the arena, he's a perfect example of how you need to attack it. His wrestlers are the perfect example of how you need to attack what we call sports. Hard work, embracing it, passionate, always looking forward. Okay? The time you look behind, for example, is, hey, you're going to be wrestling X over here. Let's watch the last time you two. Look what he did here. Now that's also forward-thinking preparation while using something from the past. Okay? Now, Nagal, for example, has to work and be better on his feet, as I brought up with him when I interviewed him about that. But that's what makes them, there's a long list of what makes them special, including the embracing of the fact that it's a game and that, okay, there should be enjoyment out of this. In all that hard work, there should be enjoyment out of it. You do all that stuff away from everybody else that people don't see, so that when you get your 7 minutes out there, you can apply everything and enjoy it and have fun with it. I mean, what we're seeing is obviously remarkable. Like I said, Russ Rose won 109 in a row as the head coach. He'll tell you his players did it. 4 straight national championships, 7 overall. Phenomenal, because he got them to think about starting fresh and got them to think about your new, you've got the name across the front. You're going to get everybody's best. You need to be at your best. And by the way, when we're out there, okay, guess what? Winning's fun. It's work, but it's fun. And you don't think Russ and Kale talked a lot, sharing offices down the hall from each other in rec hall for years? All right. We will talk about the NCAA tournament. We will do that in a moment. Bears GM surprised by the fact they didn't get a lot of offers for Justin Fields. Over here in the back, really? Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, bundles. They'll do whatever they can to make sure that you are fully insured and to make sure that they're saving you money. It is all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. This will be one of the more relaxed conversations you can ever have with a coach because it's the off season.
That's sort of.
John, it's always great to have you back. John Griffin, the head coach of Bucknell. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Steve. Thanks for having me on, as always. But I'm doing well. Watched some of the games this week. Our group is getting back to it. So,
yeah, I'll get to your group just in a little bit, but we're going to have a little fun and talk about the tournament. 12 of the top 16 seeds advanced. There are only two mid-majors. That's if you want to include Gonzaga. Oh, and by the way, San Diego State made the Final Four last year. Do we take any conclusions in this particular year, not in a pattern, about how it's turned out in the Sweet 16?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's been enough excitement in the first two rounds with mid-majors. I will be one of many to clarify Gonzaga is not a mid-major and should not be considered a mid-major from now until the end of time. And quite frankly, either is San Diego State. You know, many might not know the conference and what it looks like, but San Diego State is a high major situation. They invest heavily into their football and basketball program. I've seen it firsthand. Yeah. And both of those places, I mean, you look and you I would say you qualify mid versus high majors based on institutional commitment, and both of those programs commit at a Power 5 level consistently year after year. So it's a really, really strong field that has advanced. But that being said, the games were terrific. Aside from a few that typically you don't see where the score differential was, you know, over 20. But They were really high-level basketball games. They're physical. I thought the whistle did not blow nearly as much as many might have predicted. And you had to earn every basket and earn every stop, grab rebounds with great physicality, and it was good quality, entertaining basketball. As someone that's in the industry, I was just very pleased with how the optics and the quality of basketball.
Yeah, and I agree with everything about San Diego State. Steve Fisher took that job for a reason a long time ago. Right, and then he handed it off to Brian Dutcher's top assistant, and the commitment is there. It's like without question, which then brings me to this part. How important has it become in today's sports world that you have alignment with a president, a board of trustees, an athletic director leading into a program? What does alignment mean now?
Yeah, I mean, it's just very critical to the overall program's success and, more importantly, sustainability. Look, everybody can find out almost every detail about their favorite program right now if you go on to the internet or Twitter, whatever you prefer, quite frankly, because, one, there's just so many people that are now interested in their particular programs, but, two, information is just so readily available, and depending on the source, it can be right and or wrong. But in athletics, where it's become such a marketing tool for universities across the country, alignment is critical. The messaging, the mission of the university, to find some world of sustainable success. I mean, everyone's got to be on the same page. And there is a place right now for winning athletic programs, because there's enough data that now says if done in the right way and consistently being portrayed in the right light, it can bring about some of the greatness of these institutions that might have not been seen before. It's the doorstep of a lot of universities right now, and the first thing people do when, whether it be enrollment or donating to the universities, is really just go to the social media world and find out how the programs are doing. So it's critical for sustained success, and I think that all coaches across the country will say the same thing. And what you're seeing right now is high-quality coaches putting forth a great product and really connected teams playing their hearts out, and that's the beauty of the NCAA tournament. I mean, look, there's so much external noise what's happening right now in college football and basketball, but at the end of the day, the product is still true to playing hard, leaving it out there, wearing your heart on your sleeve, being connected and living in the moment. And you see that with Oakland, you see it with Yale, and it's just amazing, just for the overall health of college basketball, but also in college athletics.
Right. You brought up social media there and the positive impacts it can have, but at the same time, your players are connected. I don't whether it's Twitter, X, Instagram, whatever it may be. I know you can't control it, but what has always been, as a coach, your message to your players about external noise anywhere, but in particular on social media?
Yeah, I mean, the messaging from me to my team here at Bucknell is, one, I want to make sure they understand the impact that some negative form of using social media can have on their own individual brand. So it's really important for me to bring that education to the forefront so that they don't say or do something that would impact their future. I mean, they're still 18 to 22-year-olds with a long life ahead of them, and they don't want to do anything that could potentially impact that in a negative way that they can't overcome. So that's one. Two, you have to find balance in blocking out what would be negative and, somehow bringing in the positive. I think college athletics across the country right now are trying to navigate the negative impact of social media, which is direct messaging and You know, to a certain extent, this world of gambling that has now really jumped into college athletics and has taken on a pretty negative light. And you got to really make sure that you're providing enough resources for our students. So I make sure they know, like, hey, we're if you're here with us at Buckner, you have to protect the program. But we're here to help you. If there's something that's really impacting you negatively, you know, bring it to light, bring it to us. We'll help you navigate it appropriately. So it's delicate. It's really delicate. But there's also another side, like you mentioned, where us as a program, individually, you can really use it to your advantage, and you can build a brand, an individual brand, a program brand that can, of course, as a program, you have to align yourselves with the missions of your university. For us, Bucknell, we make sure that when we push stuff out on social media to the world, which it's hard for an 18 to 22-year-old to wrap their minds around the idea that you can push a button and the entire world can see whatever you say. So programmatically, we have to make sure that it mirrors the mission of Bucknell. We're here for a bigger picture and to make sure that you're prepared for life beyond the game of basketball.
Cale Sanderson, Penn State's wrestling coach, talked about after the tournament over the weekend about the fact that in the end it's a game, right? And all that hard work that you put in and day out allows them for 7 minutes to go out and apply it, but attempt to have fun with it. How important is that approach that to you, that we don't forget, and the young people and the coaches don't forget, it's a game, even though there are consequences on winning and losing?
Yeah, it's a tough balance. I mean, it's been a tough balance from way before I've been born, Steve. I mean, everyone's been toggling that balance for quite a long time, for generations, and you want to provide perspective. But at the same time, you also have a job to do as a coach. And the players in today's world, they're so serious about their sports. They're so serious about success. So sometimes they forget, you know, the hard work is for that 7 minutes of action. And they forget the process along the way, how enjoyable it really is. Now, most people, when they look back 10 years down the road, we'll say it's some of the best times of their life, regardless of wins and losses.
That's right.
Just the process in itself. But in the moment, it's very intense, and there's a lot at stake. I mean, you can make a living now in so many different professional worlds of sports and your brand, and there's just a lot to it right now that makes it maybe a little bit more challenging than ever to just have that balanced perspective. But look, you see it in the NCAA tournament. Grand Canyon lost last night. I love watching the press conferences. So for anybody that's just a college basketball enthusiast, I would recommend going on YouTube, March Madness YouTube, and really watching the press conferences. You see these athletes in their rawest elements, and it's really truly amazing. It makes the games that much more entertaining, but more meaningful. And you know, I bring up Grand Canyon. I watched a clip of a young man just talking about perspective and what he's gained throughout the process of being a basketball player at Grand Canyon. And that's what you see right now. That's why I love the NCAA tournament. I was so fortunate to be a part of it. But it brings people together in such a unique way. It has a bit of a European professional soccer-like feel where there's just worlds and generations of people coming together to just share in the joy of really their pride. You know, Oakland Beach, Kentucky, there's so many people. I mean, that coach has been there for 40 years that are sharing in that joy, and it makes it so special, and I love it. And I think so many people across the country and across the world really do love it. And unfortunately, Yale did not, you know, get through last night, but honestly, Steve, what it shows you is there's just a massive respect for all programs in college basketball right now. Nobody is taking anybody lightly, and everyone's playing their hearts out, and it's awesome to see.
And James Jones, as we know, has done a phenomenal job at Yale for a long time. Greg Campy's been there for 40 years, a long time, right? And And you could tell the joy with which their players had, not only for themselves, but for their coach. I mean, that showed me so much about what, like, hey, we not only did this for us, we did this for him too. That tells you about, you talk about connectivity, it includes the coach in the connectivity.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's all part of the equation. And, you know, Purdue's a one seed. Purdue lost last year. They lost to Fairleigh Dickinson. It's 12 months ago. I mean, that's a pain that will never leave your side. So you're seeing a team right now that has experience, that's playing to win versus playing not to lose, but they've been on the other side of it, and they've lost. And so I think you take that for granted a little bit. I can tell you right now, internally in that locker room, they're very grateful that they're still playing.
Yeah.
And, like, I see that across the board. I mean, I really do. I see teams playing their hearts out. I see UConn, who just won the national championship, they want to get right back there. They haven't skipped a beat. Yeah. And it's going to make for an entertaining last 2 weeks of college basketball, which is just so great for the overall product.
And, by the way, in this world, if you think that you can't coach tough at times, go to a Danny Hurley practice. leave it at that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about your team now. How quickly, it sounds like your guys got back to work right away. What does that mean to you that your players want to get back to work right away? Because this, you know, they've already begun the process of 24-25. What does that mean to a coach when their players want to get back to work? They embrace it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing because there's no secret here. The transfer portal opened, and it's becoming, unfortunately, relatively transactional situation in college athletics where you come and go, and there's no judgment from my end. I mean, I'm not one to judge somebody else's decisions. But
that's right.
We took a little time off, and everyone had a chance to just rest, quite frankly. We've been going since July because we went to Italy. So everyone needed to get away from the game, get away from each other. But we will build this back up. We have about a month left or 6 weeks left of school. So we'll start building it back up with a world of lifting and then basketball. And really what it says to me is this group is motivated. They're motivated. 68-65 was the score of our last game. And this group wants the opportunity to get back to that moment. And it's going to start now. And we're process-driven. The messaging is very consistent. We're process-driven. It's not result-oriented, but we want, and this particular group, not coach-led, player-led, they want the opportunity to get back on that court in the semifinals with an opportunity to get to the championship in the Patriot League tournament.
John, it's always a pleasure. You know that. Thanks so much for the time today. We covered a lot of ground, and it was a lot of fun.
I appreciate it, Steve, as always.
John Griffin, head coach, Bucknell Basketball. Always great talking with him, giving us perspective. Again, it's important to get perspective from somebody who sits in the last chair to the court. Right? Okay. There are only 362 of those people. There's 8 billion people in the world. There's 335 million people in this country. 335 million people in this country. 362 are the head coach of a Division I college basketball team. That's it. It's hard to get those jobs. It's an exclusive group. John's one of them. That's why his perspective, sitting in that chair, running his program, maybe it's different than Purdue, maybe it's different than Monmouth, whatever, because they all have their own personality. But it's important. It's always important to listen to the perspective of somebody that sits in that chair as to, you know, how he thinks, how he goes about his work. We'll come back more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
All right, great to have you with us on the show today. The suit claims you got all 16 Sweet 16 teams correctly. Then we went back and we looked. The bracket was filled out at 2:30 this morning. All right, so I worry. I don't know about you, Todd. I worry. It's just,
I have to deal with the fact that my bracket's getting its butt kicked by my 8-year-old daughter. So
you praise her.
I
make her feel good about herself.
I am going to praise her because she told me if she beat me that I was getting my wallet out and handing her a $5 bill. And guess what? I'm going to have to hand her a $5 bill.
Make sure it's crisp.
Yeah. She's lucky I don't wipe my nose on it before I hand it to her.
Oh, that's just so low. Come on. She's a kid.
Well, Dad's had 48 years of being a poor loser.
Oh. Well, just remember she's on your insurance plan. And speaking of which, this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Best in the business. Hey, you know what? See, the opening weekend is the fun weekend. Now it's the time to get serious. The opening weekend's where all the upsets are and so forth. Right? And that's where the brackets come into play. And now you get down to business. Yeah, you got 14 Power 6 conference teams left. You have two that are technically Power 6 in Gonzaga and San Diego State. It is a Sweet 16 minus Kentucky that is just loaded with brand names. It's exactly what the NCAA, like, in terms of the TV part of it, they love that part of it. They love the upsets. James Madison, hey, look, Yale, yeah, right? And then all of a sudden you get to this weekend, boy, they sure do love when Chalk's out there because that brings more viewers.
I think this is the chalkiest the most chalk the bracket's been since 2017, I think I saw.
Yeah, and the other one would be Kansas not being there.
Yeah.
I want to talk about what what Bill Self said. Because, of course, then naturally everybody's, you know, anybody makes any comment these days, you get criticized. Like, have some perspective. Understand the job. You got to get your hands dirty in this business. You just can't sit there from, right, and just make comments from 30,000 feet unless you understand what people are thinking. There's so many days I just shake my head. Like, what 20-year-old, like, wrote that Twitter thing? Like, really? Do you know how it works? Oh, I forgot you don't.